a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Last night, we went to Mountain Interstate for Mother's Day. That was beautiful with my fam. And then earlier in the morning, we went for a walk with Jimmy's mum. Beautiful, right? Big day. So I pretty much was done and I was just cold, had a shower, went to bed pretty early last night, right?
Okay.
But I finished Mayor of Easttown on the weekend.
Okay.
Which
Kate
is
Winslet.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. So good. Anyway, finished that. So now I'm looking for something new.
And what are you watching that on? Sorry. What is that on?
Binge.
Binge. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Binge, binge, binge. It's it's really, really good. So then I thought, I was on Disney Plus and I was having a flick through and I thought, Pam and Tommy. The Pamela Anderson Tommy Lee story.
Weird that we sat down this weekend as well. We're like, okay, well, we've run out of shows to watch. What do you want to watch? Carly goes, well, we're flicking through Disney Plus. Carly's like, that Pam and Tommy show is supposed to be good. And I was like,
really?
Yeah. I was like, do you know what? I find it really hard to get excited about the subject matter. So, no, I'm not going to watch that.
In what way?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to. I don't want to overstate this.
Yeah.
But I don't think there are two people on earth that I care less about.
Really?
Than Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee and what they were doing 20, 30 years ago.
I could
not give.
Do you know what the story is about, though?
I don't care.
Because it's actually a really interesting
story. The guy stole the tape. I get it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But see, and this is originally I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
Because I know that they didn't want the tape to be out there anyway. Like, I feel for Pamela because it's like it was their private sex tape.
Sure, sure,
and then it was released and then she didn't even want this thing on Disney Plus to be made. It was kind of like, so that's why I was like, you know what, I'm not going to watch it. But then I got over myself and I'm watching it.
Yeah.
But I thought I had never seen the tape, right? I'd never seen the tape.
Yeah.
I'd heard about the tape. I think I'd seen like a snippet. I had an image in my head of what the tape was. But then I thought, you know what? I have to do my research. I wanted to watch the actual real tape.
So you've gone, I'm going to watch the show. Have you started watching the show and then gone, I should see the actual tape?
Or yeah.
Have you gone before
I got like 15
watch?
Minutes in and I thought.
You got 15 minutes into
an
episode.
I watched the real tape.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then, so I'm watching the real tape and I'm in bed and Jimmy's making dinner, right? And he's like, what are you watching? So he's come running in and I'm like, I'm just, you know, I'm watching this for research purposes and, you know. Anyway, it turns out he had seen it before.
Right? Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
So you get to see what happens next.
He had seen it. He's like, and then this and whatever.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. But, you know, I mean, okay, I'm not much into, you know, the amateur, like the, you know. We film it ourselves.
You like production value.
Yeah, I'm all for the production.
You're a big budget. Adult entertainment girl.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, I'm one episode deep and and it's, it's good so far. The guy that plays Tommy Lee is really, really good.
Conversely.
Yes.
On Saturday night, Carly and I sat down and watched that. You know how we had Jimmy Rees on a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
And he's doing that show where they take a story from Australian history and they turn it into little models.
Yeah, what's it called again? Little box or something?
I don't know. same, but different.
I think it's called
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Oh, my God. Cameron Lingy is finally here.
Thanks, guys. That's a beautiful welcome. I'm so excited to be here. It's even up on the screen there,
really?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy.
He's been up there for a week.
Oh, yeah.
Where have you been?
Now, I've been hearing a couple of little stories that you two have perhaps been having a bit of fun with the fact that I was absent last week. Was there a balloon involved or something?
Out of context, yes, it sounds bad.
Where did that balloon? Here it is.
What colour was the balloon? Was it orange? Yes,
only
of
because,
course it was.
Only because orange is the K-Rock colour. So
you're one of us.
Nothing to do with my hair.
Yeah. Well, no, that's part of why we got you on board. Brand synergy, mate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so good to have you here, mate, and you're feeling better. That's the main thing.
Oh, heaps better. Heaps better. I had 48 hours from hell and then a bit of recovery and good as gold now.
Yeah. Good on you, mate.
Well, you've just walked in, right? So we'll let you settle for
a
second.
Cool.
You can settle. But how's this for yesterday afternoon? Actually, I want to know if you would have done the same too. I assume maybe you. I'm not sure. But anyway, so Jimmy and I went out for a walk with his mum and dad yesterday in Wombe for Mother's Day, right? And then as we were driving down, so Main Street of Ocean Grove, but then it's the parade, but then there's the avenue kind of behind.
Which one's the one with Blackman's on it and Driftwood? And
That's the parade.
Okay, cool.
Is that, yeah.
With Coles?
The terrace.
One with Coles?
No, that's the terrace. Right. Then there's the parade. Then there's the avenue.
Oh,
right?
Come on, guys.
Anyway, it's all main area, whatever.
Just give your streets different names. Don't call.
So, anyway, I'm driving past the avenue. We're on the way home, got Wombe in the back.
Yeah.
And there's the Ocean Grove Memorial Reserve thing there. People play footy there and stuff, whatever. Anyway, so we're driving past there and there's this dog, this border collie, and he's just out in the road having a bit of a sniff. But there's no one around. And then there was kind of like an old mate that was kind of walking a bit further ahead, and I said to Jimmy, oh, put down my window. I'm like, yell out to him and see if that's his dog. He's like, nah, it's fine. Like, it's fine. And I'm like, no. And then I looked in my rearview mirror and the dog's going the opposite way to the human.
I'm like, no,
I'm not having this. So I did a U-turn. and I come back and I'm like, hello, Poochie. And I stopped. And then he ran over, most beautiful dog, like straight on its back for belly rubs. Just beautiful. And then jumped in my car and just sat on the seat like, all right, where are we going? And I'm like, oh, checks its collar.
No details, no name tag, nothing.
And then I said, Jimmy, come on, get out the car. Let's start knocking on doors, you know? And he's like, yeah, all right. So we start, so we're knocking on everyone's door.
Man.
I know, we're knocking on everyone's door. And then, you know, no one knows. And, you know, we're waking people up, obviously. But no one knows whose dog this is. And I'm like, you can't just let a dog walk the streets. It's not safe.
What did you do?
So,
have another dog at home.
So there was this beautiful couple actually across the road. Shout out to Will, their kid, that came in and he gave both of the dog pats as we were like knocking on all the doors and everything. And then the mum came out. It's like, do you want some waffles or just cook them? It was a great experience.
Wow.
Beautiful family.
Ocean Grove, what a place.
Yeah, exactly. And then so I'm like, okay, we'll take the dog home and I'll put it up on the lost, like, Ocean Grove Barwon Heads community Facebook page. No.
$3,000.
And also the lost dogs. So anyway, so I put a photo up there and Jimmy was at home studying, but I went to Mountaineed to go Mother's Day thing. And so the dog's in our backyard having a great time. This is the most beautiful dog. Oh my God.
Better than Wombe?
No, I mean, I love all dogs. But so eventually I get a message from this lovely woman and she's like, oh my God, we went out for the day and our lovely dog has escaped and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, can you send me a photo of you with the dog? And also, I want what colour is the collar of
like the
dog? I mean, what colour is it on before I give you our address? And she's like, yeah, of course. You know, sent me photos. And his name was Bran.
Bran.
Oh, bless Bran, the border collie. Love it. And she came and picked him up. And it was just beautiful. It was just a really nice experience. So nice. Would you stop?
You are a very good person. Do you know what in that exact same situation?
Yeah.
I just hope so strongly that there is somebody else like you driving at the same time.
Yes.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay, you're finally here. Your name's on the screen in the studio. It's on the big bloody screen on the corner.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, people in the streets are talking. People have been coming up to me being like, how good's this? It's awesome.
Yep. You know what I feel like though?
Yeah.
I feel like I might request my HR rep to come in here just for the next little segment.
Of course
segment.
He's got his own.
You got your own HR rep?
Of course he does.
Wrote it into your contract.
One client only.
I feel like you two are going to conspire against me.
Well,
always.
You'd be right.
Always. Absolutely always. So it's time to do this.
Now. Bust it! Here's the tune. On K-Rock, it's time for Lingy's Radio School. Radio School.
What?
Well, look, we know that you've been doing radio for years. You're a very accomplished broadcaster. We get that.
Yeah.
But it's not the vibe that Tom and I go for.
Certainly not accomplished or polished or anything like that.
No. That's not us. Do you know what I mean? We need to break that from you and we need to take you to radio school.
Okay.
So that you can do things the way that we do things.
Ah, okay. I like this. I'm always looking to learn new skills.
Yeah.
You have been in the media for a while. I know you've got your whole telly thing going on.
Yeah.
On Channel 7 there. And yes, you are quite an accomplished broadcaster. Mm. But we thought if you want to be part of this team, we do have to take you back to basics.
Yeah,
and make
got
sure
to take you down a few pegs.
You know the essentials before we go any further with this relationship.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Okay, come on.
Across the next 2 weeks before I go to Fiji, we are going to make you jump through every single hoop that you may encounter in a radio career, okay?
Okay, okay. I'm up for that.
Should we take him through some of the things?
No, I was thinking, I don't know. What do we do?
How about we just tell you what tomorrow is going to be?
Can I ask if one of those things you're teaching me right now is how to have not planned for what you're talking about next?
Yes, that is the Tom and Loggy. That's the Tom and Loggy way.
Savage, what a burn.
You're learning. I like it.
What a burn. Okay, tomorrow.
I don't want to tell you all of them because I like the element of surprise.
Okay, we can do that. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow is this.
K-Rock, Lingy's Radio School. The next challenge is music knowledge.
Tomorrow on the show, you're not going to get any advance notice as to what the songs are, but you need to come off the back of all of them with a fun fact.
Yeah. All right. So, for example, the next song that we're going into is Pink, right?
Yeah.
Bad Influence. So off the back of that, you would say?
Pink recorded a song recently with her daughter, and I can't remember the name of it.
Great. You don't even need to go the bit with her. I don't know the name of it. You just go, she recorded a song, you know? And then,
okay, good.
Extra points for coming up with an interesting fact that may or may not be real. You know what I'm saying?
But convince you that it is real.
Oh,
I like it even more.
Well, mate, that's the whole thing with radio. If you sound like you know what you're talking about, people will assume you do. All right, so Lingy's Radio School is in session as of tomorrow morning, and every song on the show, you're going to need to come off the back of without notice and tell us something interesting about the song or the artist, okay?
I've got some study to do.
Yes. Yeah.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
We had Mother's Day yesterday. We all celebrated in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Loggy did a lot of walking.
I did. I walked and went to Mount Anita State. Hey, shout out to those guys. The food was epic. The service was even better. And they were like run off their feet.
Amazing.
Amazing crew out there.
Good on them. Good on them.
That is beautiful. Speaking of epic food and incredible service, can I run a couple of things past you guys?
Okay.
Just to get some feedback on the way that I facilitated the celebration of Dodsy's Mother's Day yesterday.
You did it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. I've still got to sort of take control of things and coordinate some things. So I just need to know if some of these things are okay.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So let's start with breakfast in bed.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
Consisted of Vegemite on toast.
Well,
and a coffee.
Who made the toast?
Well, Jed, our youngest, made the coffee.
Okay.
Well, that's danger.
And I made
him
the toast.
Near the boiling water.
Yeah. I thought maybe the 5-year-old, he could handle boiling water rather than sticking a fork in a toaster.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I had that chat with Indy yesterday morning too. We were making toast and I said, now never, ever, 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 never, ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Never, unless it's stuck there and then you just switch it off at the wall and quickly stick it.
Still, as an adult, I always get that idea, like, just get the knife and get the bread out. No.
Do not do that.
Don't do that.
Okay, so that was brekkie in bed.
Okay.
Tick, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. That's fine. Okay. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's in bed.
Well,
that's
some
fine.
Mums don't like that because crumbs and stuff, but we won't get bogged down in that. Okay, next.
We're starting to get a little inside here. Okay, this one's the big one, though.
Yeah.
Is it okay to allow or, in fact, really just rely on the mum, Dodsy in this case, buying her own presents for the day, then her handing them to me the day before and me wrapping them in Christmas wrapping paper.
Yes, I thought I was going to have to do that
too. Yeah.
But I went to the extra effort of making sure the paper was the other way around. So it was like white wrapping paper and the Christmas stuff was on the inside.
I don't hate that. I would never have thought of that. I'd just wrap it like normal.
Just with Santa on it.
Yeah. The bar is so low. Do you know what I mean? Like, the bar is just so low.
But hang on a second. By Dodsy buying her own presents and me wrapping them means it's she got what she wanted, not us going out and buying, like, three sets of nice-smelling potpourri, like dried lettuce from a primary school store.
Yeah.
She got something she really wanted. That's a smarter way of doing things, isn't it?
I know, but it's just, like, it's just the lowest bar. And it's like, oh, they wrapped it for us. And we get so excited. It's like, come on.
Tell me this. Wait. Tell me this. Does it work that way for Father's Day as well? Or does Dodsy go out and buy stuff that you don't know about and surprise you?
Oh, Dodsy will go and buy it for Father's Day.
Yeah.
But probably get a suggestion from me.
Okay.
But I figure, this is a question I need to answer. Is it okay to have the mum buy her own presents and just wrap them?
So she goes to the shop and makes the purchases. She doesn't tell you what to buy. She makes
She makes the purchases or she buys it online.
I was in a shop the other day and a mum was buying her own thing.
Yes.
And they said, do you want it gift wrapped? And she said, well, yeah, that will save him the effort of doing it. And I felt like pulling her up and saying, no. You get him to wrap it. Get him to pick it up.
You know what? Effort. That is so smart. I'm going to tell Dodsy now when she buys it.
Next time.
Bring it gift wrapped to me and you won't get Christmas wrapping paper.
All right. Has Lingy done the right thing there? Give us a call if you'd like to weigh in. Is it okay? And maybe did you have to do it yourself, buy your own Mother's Day gifts? Lisa and Lara, were you the one that had to buy your own gifts for yesterday or what do you reckon?
Well, my kids took some money to the Mother's Day store.
Yeah.
Which is actually always my favourite present. I think it's so cute. They get so excited that it's on. And they come wrapped from there. So that's a buzz. Yeah. No, but it was so cute. They were like, oh, Mum, what do you really need for Mother's Day? And I'm like, I need a new shopping list.
Like a piece of paper to write on, like shopping list.
Okay, right.
And so once again, the kids went to work there, and so...
But hang on, Lisa. So that's a beautiful, then that's a heartfelt present, and they've gone and got with their own money and gone to that effort. That's fantastic from the school stall. But you wanted something else, another present that you really wanted, I don't know, a great book, maybe some... Yeah, beauty products is another thing.
So that's what Dodsy bought for herself.
That's what Dodsy wanted. Exactly. So you wanted something like that.
Great beauty products, you know.
So it's smart, isn't it, if you go and buy that and then you say, here you go, kids, here's another present you can have all got me.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think I did buy myself a candle. And I put it in a bag and then I said, yeah, you can give this to me. Mm. But, I mean, that was sort of just for me. But, look, actually, they did ask me for wrapping paper at one stage to wrap some stuff and I'm pretty sure I did give them Christmas wrapping paper.
See?
That's all I had. Like, I'm not that organised. I was lucky to have actually cash to give them for the Mother's Day store.
Yeah. So you're happy, Lingy, that you're just like the kids. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Because you're an adult. But you're just like the kids.
I think what Lisa is saying is what I did was absolutely perfect.
Sure.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.